પલિતે હવે પુલક સરે ગૌરંગ બોલી તે હવે ઉલક શરે ગૌરંગ હરે હરે કવે નિતાય જાને કરુણા હોય રે આર સંસાર વાસનામ કવે તો છ શુદ્ધવે માચાર્યા કવે હે રવ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Anita Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Anita Gaura Hari Bo. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Muttari Lapa Vishaya Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Vajrajaka Acharya Stotara Sata Sri Shema Vaicharanaranda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की संवेद भक्त वृंद की श्री प्रभुपाद की जय गौ ब्रह्मानंद ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद थैंक यू हरे कृष्ण आई फॉरगॉट माय ग्लासेस टुडे Forget my glasses. Let's see if I can read. Where we are. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, text number 218 and 219. Thank you. Maybe that'll work. I'm flexible, though. That works. Thank you. Okay. Chapter 22. Oh, right here. Okay. Ei mato brahmanda madhye savar parakas.
Ei mato brahmanda madhye savar parakas.
Sapta dvipe navakhande jahar vilas. Ei mata brahmanda madhye savar parakas. Sapta dvipe navakhande jahar vilas. Ei mata brahmanda madhye savar parakas. Sapta dvipe navakhande jahar vilas. In this way, Brahmanda Madhye, within this universe, Sabara, of all of them, Parakash, manifestations, Sapta Dvipe, on seven islands, Navakhande, in different sections, nine in number, Yahara Vilas, the pastimes of whom? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bija. Within the universe, the Lord is situated in different spiritual manifestations. These are situated on seven islands in nine sections. Thus, their pastimes are going on. Purport. The seven islands are mentioned in Siddhanta Shiromani. Bhume Artham Kshira Sindho Rudastam. Can you repeat that? Bhume Artham Kshira Sindho Rudastam. Jambudvipam Prahuracharya Varya Ardhinyasmin Dvipa Shatkasya Yamye Kshara Jambudhi Namivesha Shakam Tata Salmalamatra Kausham Krauncham Chago Medaka Pushkarecha Dvayo Dvayo Rantaram Ekam Ekam Samudrayo Dvipam Udharanti. Sounds good. Thank you. The seven islands, Dvipas, are known as Jambu, Shaka, Salmali, Kusha, Krauncha, Gomeda, or Plaksha, and Pushkara.
Pushkara.
Pushkara, yeah. Hare Krishna. The planets are called Dvipa. Outer space is like an ocean of air. Just as there are islands in the watery ocean, these islands in the ocean of space are called Dvipas. Ocean of space. Or islands in outer space. There are nine khandas known as Bharata, Kinnara, Hari, Kuru, Hiranmaya, Ramyaka, Elavrita, Bhadrashva, and Ketumala. These are different parts of Jambudvipa, a valley between two main mountains is called a khanda or Varsha. Now, text 219. Sarvatra prakashatar bhakti sukha dite.
Sarvatra prakashatar bhakti sukha dite.
Jagatir adharma nasi dharma sthapite.
Jagatir adharma nasi dharma sthapite.
The Lord is situated in all the universe, in all the universes, in different forms, just to please His devotees. Thus the Lord destroys irreligious principles and establishes religious principles. Another purport. In the material world, the Lord is situated in different archamurtis. Deities in the temples, In the material world, the Lord is situated in different archamurtis, deities in the temples, just to decrease the material activities of the conditioned soul and increase his spiritual activities. That's nice to hear. Particularly in India, there are many temples throughout the country. Devotees may take advantage of them and go to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Prayag, Mathura, Hardwar, and Vishnu Kanchi. When the devotees travel to these places and see the Lord, they become very happy in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nice. So, 218 starts with Eimato. Eimato means in this way. In this way, so that means we have to know what happened before to continue that. Anyone remembers what happened in our last class? I was listening to it. Mother Sri Vrindavan spoke about different manifestations of the Lord. That is, basically, I will relate to this text here, is, what is this? Here. Mathurate Keshavir Nitya Sannidhan Nilachale Purushottam Jagannathana. 215, you want to see here. So, so the Prabhupada explains, Lord Chaitanya is explaining, he gives it's a vivid description of how Krishna, it was a lot of description about the Prabhavan Vaibhav Vilas, how Krishna has so many different forms and different pastimes. So here in 2:15, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mathurate Keshave Nitya Sannidhan Nilachale Purushottam Jagannathana. So how the Lord is in different part of the country, in different part of the of this Bhumandala, global earth, the Lord is resided in different form. So in Mathura, the Lord is presided as Keshava. There's a temple Adi Keshava, right, in Mathura. I don't remember saying it, but the Adi Keshava temple is in Mathura. And in Nilachala Purushottam. Purushottam, Lord Jagannath is in Nilachala. Purushottam Kshetra we call Jagannath Puri is called Purushottam Kshetra. Because Lord Purushottam is residing there. Jagannath Nam, his name is Jagannath. And Prayage Madhava, 2:16 says, Prayage Madhava, in Prayag there is a Venu Madhava, right? Anyone knows? Venu Madhava or Veni Madhava? Bindu Madhava. Bindu Madhava, okay. In Prayag, Bindu Madhava. So Bindu Madhava is in Banaras?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Mandare Sri Madhusudan. Sri Madhusudan lives in Mandar Parvat. I was getting a note in my computer, but I didn't bring my laptop. So where is Mandar? Anyone knows where is Mandar Parvat?
Mandar is south.
South India?
Yeah.
Close to Kerala, somewhere there. And Anandaranya Vasudev. Vasudev presides in Anandaranya. Where the Anandaranya is? Vasudev Padmanabhi Janardhan. It must be in the south region where Lord Padmanabhi is, Padmanabhi temple. And so on. Vishnu Kanchite Vishnu. 2:17 says, Vishnu Kanchite Vishnu. Lord Vishnu lives, or he's residing there in Vishnu Kanchi. Vishnu Kanchi. Yeah. And Hari, Rahe Mayapur. In Mayapur, Lord Hari is there. I was wondering why Lord Chaitanya was so fond of this song. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah.
Isn't Haridwar sometimes called Mayapur?
Haridwar. It may be. But for us, Mayapur is important here, and our Lord Chaitanya took place. I mean, Lord Chaitanya took birth. Yeah, Haridwar. And somewhere they say Mayapuri. Anyway. So, Hari, the presiding deity of Mayapur is Hari. So Lord Chaitanya pointing out, Hari, the Lord is here. Lord Hari is here. Haraye Namah Krishna Vasu. So, aise ar nana murti brahmanda bhitare. This is a very short description given, for example. So, like this, so many deities around, in the surface of the earth, brahmanda bhitare, and the whole total of universe. In fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of course, there is a description of Jambudvipa and all these seven dvipas and nine khandas. Seven dvipas, as we read here, is Jambudvip, Shakadvip, Shalmalidvip, Kushadvip, Kronchadvip, Plakshadvip, and Pushkaradvip. So, and it goes on describing how the Lord is in different form, presides on different track of land, in verses. And in Bharata Varsha, Lord Narayana presides. And Kimpurusha Varsha was Narsingadeva. And Prahlad is praying. And Hiranmaya Varsha, Lord Ramachandra. And so on, right? And Hanuman is worshipping there. So like this, it gives a broader description. how in every part of the land there is Lord residing. So Aimata Brahmanda Madhya Savarparakasta and Brahmanda, not only this planet, but there are so many other planets. The Lord is presiding in different forms in all those different parts of the universe. Saptadvipe Navakhande Jahara Vilas. Seven dvipa, seven islands, and the Navakhanda. Khanda is Varsha, like when we read a Sankalpa, there's mention, it says Bharata Varshe, Jambudvipe, Bharata Varshe, Bharata Khande. There's a Jambudvipa, as this sloka says, Bhume Rardham Kshira Sindhur Udastham. Kshira Sindhu is a milk ocean, right? Milk ocean. Of course, Kshira means also water. Does it? No, paya means like, actually, paya means water and milk. Kshira is milk itself. So, Bhumir Ardham Kshira Sindhu. I couldn't get the detail of this anyway. I was thinking, see, Bhumir Ardham, half of the earth planet, half of the earth planet is Jambudvip. And within Jambudvip, there are nine khandas. And nine oceans, right? And then, their names are given, Jambudvip, Shakadvip, Shalmali Dweep, Kusha Dweep. So I think that every Dweep is as named is here. There, like Jambu Dweep, there are so many Jambu trees. There are very big giant trees. And so Jambu fruits, when they fall from that tree, because they are so huge trees, when they fall, I can imagine how much big the sound that could be. They fall, and they, as soon as they fall, they break. And then the juice from that fruit start flowing down like a river. And so those trees should be, they must be so many trees, so that's why this track of land called Jambudvipa. And then another dvipa is called Shakadvipa. Shaka means spinach, green vegetables. There must be so much, so the planet is full of shakas. So full of shaka. And then next one is Shalmali. Shalmali is a tree. Some years ago, we used to have both sides of this temple, that this little plant. This tree, I think I recognize that as Shalmali tree. They have some smell. Eh? Not local.
The ones that were growing here were local. I don't know what
Shalmali,
but those were local.
No, it was on the side, where Stanford Prashad, on this side and that side. These were Shalmali trees. They have certain smells. So they could be used as incense. Nowadays the incense is so much chemical, full of chemical. I stopped buying it. And the sense in India, they're propagating that we should stop buying these chemicals in the incense in the market. Because they are, first of all, full of chemical. The second is rolled in bamboo. So bamboo is not good to burn. Bamboo is used only to carry the dead body. So even after carrying dead body, they don't burn the bamboo, they just throw it away. In the scarcity of wood, people do burn the bamboos, but in good stand, we should not burn the bamboo. So what to speak of using that as incense in the temple. So many temples are just avoiding that. So there are different ways of making incense for the Lord. In my childhood, we used to see, of course, that's a different, it takes a little more effort, because you burn the wood, then you have coals, burning coals. And if you add drop of ghee or butter, that smells. That's a part of, and it's a kind of incense. Smelling agent. What's it called? Fragrant. Another one is, we have sandalwood. Sandalwood, you can scratch the sandalwood, you can get a powder. And you add the powder in the coal, burning coal, you get incense. Fragrance. And another one, it is available in Nepal. People make, they collect different herbs from the forest, smelly herbs, and they roll in the rough paper. The paper is very soft. You can roll it, and then they twist, and then they sell it. It's not, they're not putting in a market. They don't have. You can only buy it in Nepal. I have few of them. So that smells very good. It's natural, no chemicals. And another one you can do, you can buy coals. You can buy coals from the market. You can buy them from the Amazon. You have a coal. I have seen Raghu is using in Yagya. You have coal. You just put the coal on the flame. You get the fire, and then you add some frankincense, and then you have fragrant smoke. A guru. In heavenly planet, they used a guru. A guru, and it is said that they're always burning a guru, and the smoke is everywhere. Even that the smoke is going out of the window, and in the space, everywhere. And then whenever you see in the movies, demigods are walking, they're walking on the smoke, and on the cloud. It's not a cloud, it's smoke of a guru. It's always fragrant. So that kind of thing is not in the market here. So we can create certain things like that.
Camphor
is also a little mix up of chemicals. So that doesn't give you a...
Not the pure camphor.
A pure camphor, possibly. That may be. But it's, drop of ghee, that works. My mother used to churn the yogurt, and then you'd get the butter, fresh butter, and just touch of butter which you would put on the coal, and then that was regular, and regularly you could see, you would see in our childhood. That was very easy way to do. No need of any incense from the market. So those things are nice. So here, Srila Prabhupada described how different deities are different place. And in this purport here, in the, what is this? This is 217. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is forbidden to consider the Archamurti to be made of stone or wood. Why? Because here it is said. In the material world, the Lord is situated in different archamurtis, deities in the temple, just to increase the material degree, just to decrease the material activities of conditioned soul, and increase his spiritual activities. So the Lord's temples are everywhere. I think in Vishnu Kanchi or in South India itself, there are 15,000 temples. And Prabhupada said in Vrindavan there are more than 5,000 temples those days. Right. So why the temples are created? Just to, Srila Prabhupada created temples just to have a facility for the living entity to come to associate devotees, so that they can know, they can understand about Krishna. So, in general, temples are built so that the devotees can come, visit, and in this way they become happy, as Prabhupada writes here. When devotees travel to these places and see the Lord, they become very happy in devotional service. Of course, if one is practicing devotional service, he becomes happy to see the devotees, to see the deity in temple, in different temple. For that purpose, devotees go to Vrindavan every year. Many devotees go. And from this community also, many devotees go to Vrindavan take part in the Vrindavan Parikrama, Brajmandal Parikrama. Many devotees come and join in Mayapur, and they join the Mayapur Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. The purpose is to see how the Lord has performed different pastimes in different places. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Gaura Amar Jeshavastane Karalo Brahmana Range Jeshavastane Haribo Ami Pranayivakata Sange. Gaura Amar, our Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have wandered so many places. He went always to South India. And within Mayapur, within Navadvip Mandal, how many places Lord Chaitanya have gone, and he met so many different devotees, and what are the pastimes? So that's what we learn in Mayapur, Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. And similarly, in Vrindavan, Braj Mandal Parikrama, we hear so many of Krishna's pastimes. You know, Krishna have done this here, Krishna has done this here, Krishna has done this here. And the importance of these places, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Yamuna Jata. So, Pranayi Bhakata Sangha, if we are visiting those places with other devotees, fixed up devotees, then the blessings, the pleasure is manifold. You have so many devotees, you visit the temple, and one person, maybe a little more knowledgeable about that place, he will explain about what is the importance of this place, what are the pastimes happening in this place. So in this way, by hearing about the Lord, devotee becomes happy. So, aimata brahmanda madhye savarparkas. The Lord, and so Lord has innumerable incarnations, innumerable forms, and so in this way, innumerable forms are invested in different part of the land, in part of the universe. Bhaktagane sukhadite prabhur avatar. Jahan jaise yogya tahan kari vyavahar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here that the Lord appears in this world to establish principles of religion. And not only that, the main purpose of the Lord coming here is to bhakta sukha dite. Bhakta gane sukha dite, Prabhu avatar. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in Antalila the same points again. Bhakta gane sukha dite, Prabhu avatar. There he describes about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning of the ninth chapter in Antalila, he writes, Eimata Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Sange Nilachale Vasukaran Krishna Prema Range. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya lives in Nilachal. So in this way, again, in this way means what happened before, so that we know how he was living in Mayapur, in Nilachal. So just before this, in chapter 8, in Antalila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how Ramachandra Puri would come, and he had a tendency to find faults. He would have the tendency to find faults, and he would, you know, wherever they go, wherever there is the invitation of for prasadam, he would go eat a lot, and then he would force other people to eat a lot, and then he would stand aside and criticize. You see, I knew you eat too much. I don't see any improvement in your devotional life. No improvement, no advancement, because you're eating too much. And he comes to Lord Chaitanya, even he comes, I see you are eating a lot of sweets, and I see so many ants going around. This is not the way sannyasi should behave. You're eating too much sweets. sense gratification. So he was just criticizing left and right, everywhere. You know? And because of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cut off his eating eating behavior, eating, you know, give me just a handful of it. I don't want to eat, because... So devotees became depressed, because Ramchandra Puri going around and finding faults, even in the Lord. What to do? How can we invite him for prasad? It went on like that. And after some time, when Ramchandra Puri left, then the devotees became happy again. Now finally he's gone. Okay, now we can invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we feed him again. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra Puri is senior to him, so in this way he didn't find fault in him. So, using him as a, somebody who finds fault, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching devotees that we should be careful. So, Aimata, in this way, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Nilachala. And then during the day he would spend time with devotees, and during the night time he would go for Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy name, and night time he would spend talking about Krishna's intimate pastimes with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. I was going to point out something in here. In the last Saturday when we heard this purport here, and there is one big sloka here from Padam Purana. You had fun of chanting that sloka, right? Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Guru Sunaramati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi Vishnur Va Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Padatirtem Buddhi Sri Vishnur Namni Mantre Sakala Kalushahe Shabda Samanya Buddhi Vishnu Sarveshwarese Taditara Samadhir Yashava Narakisha. Srila Prabhupada translates here, no one should consider the deity in the temple to be made of stone or wood. So when we visit temple, we should see that, and only if we are practicing devotional service, then we can see that, okay, here, Lord is here. Otherwise, in general, okay, like, these are marble deities, these are wooden deities, or some murti. You know, in general, people understand this way. But those who are practicing devotional service, they can say, oh, I'm going to see the Lord in here, in the temple. So, we see, Radha Krishna is here. Krishna Balaram, Lord Nithai, the Lord himself sitting here. Bhakti Shukha Dite. Lord is here, presiding here in the temple, so that when we come to see them, we feel happy. We feel happy that we understand the Lord is presiding here. It's not simply an idol sitting here. It's the Lord. It's the temple of the Lord, and the Lord is presiding here. So Srila Prabhupada said here, no one should consider the deity in the temple to be made of stone or wood. Nor should one consider the spiritual master or an ordinary human being. And the last line in Padma Purana that sloka mentions, whoever has this kind of mentality, the deity is and the temple is made of stone or wood, the spiritual master is simply the ordinary human being, the Charanamrita or the Ganga water, one may consider it just ordinary water. Sri Vishnu Namni Mantri Shakala Kalusahe Shabda Samanya Buddhi. The holy name of the Lord can destroy all reactions of sinful, all the sinful reactions. But somebody may consider it as ordinary word only, Hare Krishna. What I can do. So Vishnu Sarveshwarese Taitara Samadhi. The Lord Vishnu, the Krishna, is the supreme personality of Godhead. But if someone thinks, oh, he is another human being, Taitara Samadhi, maybe demigod, but not a god. This kind of, whoever had this mentality to think in this way is a Naraki. It's not mentioned here in purport, but this, the sloka says, Naraki sa. Naraki means he belongs to hell. He belongs to hell. He's coming from hell and he's going to back there. He's going to go back there. So he's pretty much prepared. Because he's criticizing everybody, he does not have faith in the Shastra. Yeah. So, Chanakya Pandit describes the symptoms of people who are coming from hell. So you can figure it out. Yeah. You would like to hear? Yeah? So people who come from hell, we know by their symptoms. What are those? Atyanta kopa katuka cha vani daridrata cha swajaneshu vairam nicha prasanga kulahina seva chinnani dehe naraka sthitanam. People who come from hell, you will know the first symptom is very angry for no reason, just angry. Angry always to everyone. Atyanta kopa. So much anger. And Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, kama krodha tatha lobha tasma eta trem tajet. Lust, anger, and greed, these are the gateway to hell. Haribol. Gateway to hell. So tasma eta trem tajet. Krishna said, therefore, these three things should be given up. But the person who is coming from hell is a very, very angry all the time. And he got to Kajabani, and he cannot speak any sweet word, always rude. Bitterness in his words. Daridrata. Daridrata means. Madhamati. What is Daridrata? Poverty stricken? Poverty stricken in culture, actually. Not only money. Poverty stricken in culture. No, cultureless. I say etiquette, right? Etiquette. No etiquette. Swajaneshu vairam. Swajaneshu vairam is always an enmity within his own relatives. What to speak of others? Even within his relatives, he has enmity. Nicha prasanga always associates with the lowly people. And kulahina seva, he serves one who has no good reputation. These are the things, and these are the symptoms of a person who comes from hell. So it's very natural for that kind of person to criticize all these things. And the Lord Vishnu, Krishna is not a god, he is another demigod. Maybe, you know, a guru is an ordinary person. And the holy name is another simple, you know, mundane word. You know, and then all these things. So, Vishnu Sarveswaresa Taitara Samadhir Yasheva Naraki. So, anyone who has such mentality is Naraki. He belongs to Naraka only. No good hope. Hare Krishna. Yeah. And if you bear with me, I can tell you some other symptoms people come from upper planet. Like to know? People come from upper planet. I mean, Srila Prabhupada also was angry. There was one story, there are many stories probably. In Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was in his room, and Navayogendra Swami was with him, discussing something. And Prabhupada had somebody standing outside the door to guard, you know, just to make sure who's coming or who's going. At one point, Srila Prabhupada rang a bell for that person who's guarding outside to come. And he's ringing the bell, and ringing the bell, and Prabhupada got upset. He's not coming. He's not there. And he asked Navayogendra Swami, can you go find out where this rascal is? As soon as he comes, bring him to me. So after some time, he came. So Navayogendra Swami brought him inside Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada just tied him like anything. He was so heavy, so hard on him. Even Navayogendra Swami standing on the side, he was shaking. What's going on? So finally, Prabhupada sent him out, and Navayogendra Swami asked Prabhupada, when you're getting upset like this, what should we do? How do we feel like? Prabhupada said, you should feel like it's the blessings of Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada said, there are so many people outside in the street, nobody paying attention. If Guru Maharaj, if spiritual master is angry on you, that means he's paying attention to you. He's paying attention to you. So you should be happy that Guru Maharaj pointed out on me something. So pure devotees get angry too. But there's, and Navagina Maharaj said, as soon as the devotee left the room, Prabhupada was just normal. There was no anger in him. So totally. Just to tease a particular person, the anger is manifested. But so pure devotees can also manifest anger like that. In Bhakti Shastri classes, we learned how Hanuman used his anger to burn Lanka. And Arjuna utilized his anger to kill the Kauravas. Very bold. What I was saying? So I was going to give symptoms of people who come from the upper planetary system. Swarga stita namiha jiva loke chatvari chinnani bhavanti dehe dana prasango madhura chavani devarchanam brahmana tarpanam cha. And we know that generally there is no coming down from Vaikuntha Loka, from Krishna Loka, right? Only if Krishna desires, then he can send people like Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. All these people are from Vaikuntha, you know. They come for the mission and they go. But people who come from heavenly planet, and he is sure that whoever goes to heavenly planet, they come back. And they come back with very nice, with nice body. Of course, they have some nice symptoms in their life, and some nice qualities. What are the qualities? Dana prasanga, they are very charitable. The people are very charitable. They are coming from heavenly planet. And Madhura Chabani, they speak very nice, always sweet voice, with utmost etiquette. And Devarchanam, they can't forget Krishna. They always worship the Lord. And the last quality is Brahmana Tarpanam. They like feeding Brahmanas and they like serving Brahmanas to make them satisfied. These are the qualities of people who come from Swarga Loka, upper planetary system. So these are a few thoughts I wanted to speak. Okay, Aimata Brahmanda Madhyashavar Parakas of the Deepa Navakhande Jahara Vilas. Within the universe, the Lord is situated in different spiritual manifestations. These are situated on seven islands in nine sections. Thus, their pastimes are going on. So, pastime going on. Śrūta Gosvāmī mentions in Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter. Avatara yasankheya. The Lord's incarnations are innumerable. Hare sattva nidayita. Just like from a big, huge body of water, so many different waters. What they call? Streams. What did you say? Waves. Yes. So like that, the Lord's Lord's the forms are innumerable, and they are every part of the universe. They are prepared, and Radha Shamsundar is presiding here. Hare Krishna. Any comments and questions on this? Hare Krishna.
Jai, thank you very much, Krishna Sarup, for your wonderful class. You were talking about dhūp and incense. In the High Bhakti Vilas, it's mentioned that one should not make incense out of the dung or the dung of an animal. Now, of course, is that then I've seen, you know, like about the size of a finger, they'll have, cow dung incense.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, in yagyas, we put cow patties. So how do you adjust?
Dung of the animal means not to collect from the buffalo or horses or anything, but cows are allowed.
That's the exception.
Yes, Lakshmi personally resides in cow dung. There are so many, all the demigods reside in cow's body, Mother Ganges, Ganga Devi, she presides in cow urine. And Lakshmiji was pretty late to come and preside. There was no place available. And Lakshmi requested the cow, "Dear mother, please, everybody is already being there in your body. I didn't get any place. Please, give me any place. Any place will be all right for me." So the cow said, "There's only cow dung." Lakshmi accepted that. "Okay, I live in cow dung." We used to see in our childhood, mothers, they used to take early morning, they would take a handful of cow dung and mix with a little dirt and add water. And there's one little old kind of cloth, so they can dip in that, and then they smear all over the house. All over the house. So that in this way we say that all inauspicious is gone, and because the cow dung is smeared in the house, auspiciousness will come in. Lakshmiji come in. So in this way we invite Lakshmiji. And also in Govardhan Puja, we would simply pile up Govardhan and then worship Govardhan. Gobar? Done. Gobar is cow dung. So we worship Govardhan in cow dung. So cow dung has lots of... And in the introduction of Isha Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada writes the importance of cow dung. He said, even a scientist made analysis on cow dung, and he said, all... yes. So cow dung is allowed, and that's based on that, devotees are making a cow dung incenses, cow dung soap, cow urine, cow dung soaps, and cow dung lotions, I guess. There are so many things. Yeah, cow is exceptions. Thank you for bringing it. And we have in gift shop, we have dhupa, the incense, cow dung incense. Aromatic cow dung incense. It's better than the market cow incense, for sure. Any other? Pushkar Prabhu.
Oh,
okay.
In the old days, we had spiritual sky incense. It wasn't made of cow dung, but it was made of a different type of dung.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very auspicious. After the chemical would evaporate, you'd smell this weird smell. And then years later, I asked Bhakta Das, who was like a big chief of incense punk, mm-hmm. He was a big salesman. He said, "Oh, those were made of pig stool. That's why it's stunk."
We have noticed many of the temples, and it's a formality. I mean, it's a rule that we offer incense to the Lord. And as soon as the offering is done, then you upside down put on the incense somewhere, where the stand is, incense stand, upside down, finished. Because we don't want... they're going to in our lungs and getting infected. So if it's not beneficial, why we use it? Let's use something else.
You just mentioned Govardhan, and it just dawned on me, Govardhan.
Yes.
So is there a connection, Govardhan and Govardhan,
Yeah, we mean it different ways. Govardhan... Govardhan, first of all, Govardhan.
Yeah.
Is increasing the cow wealth, wealth of cows. So that's one thing. So Govardhan is equipped with all these things that cow can go, they can graze the grass, lots of fruits are there, and so many waterfalls are falling from there. So in this way, the Govardhan, and this is the ordinary meaning, the Govardhan. And the farmers think that we keep cows and we have lots of cow dung. This is our wealth. So cow dung is spread all over the land, and so that's urea. I mean, it's called manure. Manure. So that's dhan. That's the wealth for them. So the gobar is dhan. Farmers say that.
That's interesting. I never thought about Govardhan. Another question was, you know, you mentioned early in the class that all these different deities are in, reside in different places, and they're different names. Do we see them as different personalities? I mean, they're all Krishna, but they have a different names. Like, you know, we have Radhesham, we have Rukmini Dwarkadish, we have, you know, so many. Mm-hmm. So they're different. They're Krishna, but appearing in different personalities. Is that how we see?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing this, making connection that what was mentioned in earlier. Prabhav and Vaibhav. Prabhav is Lord Krishna in same form. He does different thing. Vaibhav is Sri Krishna has different forms. Different forms, and so they are so many and so everywhere. Prabhav is only in Vrindavan when Krishna did Rasalila, and in Dwarka when he was with all 16,000 queens. And that is an example of Prabhav. And Vaibhav Vilas is when Krishna expands in so many different, like, he gives example like these mantras we chant, Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, all this. First we have Krishna Chaturbhyuha, Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and they expand into 20 more. Pradyumna has 3 more, like all of them, 3 or 4, they expand and become 24. And so these are small examples. Like this, Aimata Brahmanda Vandhi Jahara Vilas. Like this, all of the universe, Krishna is expanding his different form and presiding there.
She's asking if they have particular personality
difference. Yeah. Presiding, it's like we say that Lord Narayana is presiding in Surya Mandala. Deja Sadasavitri Mandala Madhyavarti is the mantra says. One should meditate upon the Lord Narayana who is presiding in the center of Surya Mandala, in sun planet. So, like this. Presiding deity of this whole earthly planet is Bhumi Devi, and within that there are different tracts of land and different tracts different deity is presiding, and in any like Srila Prabhupada could come and see that this deity should be here, that deity should be here in Paris, Parisheshwar should be there, like, you know, so pure devotees can see what deities could be here, so we can, you know, worship them in that way. So otherwise it remains unknown. Only a pure devotee can manifest. Whose devotee is? Radha Samshundar should be here. Radha, what's called? Rukmini, Rukmini Dwarkadi should be in Los Angeles.
And where's Parishishwar?
In Parish? Londonishwar. Yeah. So pure devotees, you can see whose deity is in this place. So.
Yeah, so I believe that in Vaibhav, that the Lord has a particular mood, like in the case of Balaram. Balaram and Krishna are not really two different persons, but he's the Vaibhav Prakash, means his mood is that I am the servant of Bhagavan. So each deity has their own Abhiman. So Krishna, if he's in Dwarka, he feels I'm a prince. Srila Prabhupada wrote that in the Nectar Devotion or something. He says, sometimes he thinks himself a prince, etc., etc. So that thinking, that mood is his vaibhav. That I'm Dwarkadish, this and that. Of course, we prefer to see Vrindavan, Sri Krishna. But yeah, that's a vaibhav. And Prabhuji explained, Prabhav, if he's expanding himself, one mood, but he's expanding his opulence in that mood, it's a prabhav.
Thank you, Prabhu. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charita amrita ki jai. Thank you, Prabhu, for your glasses. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Oh, wait, before you get rid of it, just